And I'm Dan Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Stroh. Navalny's family and supporters are laying the opposition leader to rest after his death in prison. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports.
Hundreds of mourners lined up behind control barriers outside of the church, many holding red flowers. On live-streamed footage, the crowd applauded and chanted his name as his coffin was taken out of the vehicle as it arrived at the church. Many came from around Russia to say their goodbyes. Mourner Nadezhda Ivanova, who came from Kaliningrad for the event, told the AP, Alexei, for everyone who's here today and for many who did not dare to come here, is a person who not only gave his life in the fight for something, but who gave his life in the fight for us. His supporters say several churches in Moscow refused to hold the service before Navalny's team got permission from one in the capital's Marino district. I'm Karen Shamas.
U.S. President Joe Biden approves military airdrops of aid into Gaza after a chaotic encounter left more than 100 dead. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
The president says the military will soon start airdrops of aid, noting the flow of help right now is nowhere near enough.
Innocent lives are on the line and children's lives are on the line.
The U.S. had been considering airdrops for months, and while yesterday's incident appeared to tip the balance, it won't be easy.
There's few military operations that are more complicated.
White House National Security spokesman John Kirby says the airdrops will supplement overland air deliveries. The administration's pushing Israel to allow more truck convoys into Gaza. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
For pictures, video stories, and more, follow The Voice of America on X, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. And for additional stories 24 hours a day, visit